It's the WEOL Morning Show. And joining us now, we've got Mark Greenblatt on the line, author of the book Valor, Unsung Heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Home Front. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, a lot of people are looking at the movie American Sniper and the story of Chris Kyle. And I understand in the book Valor, you actually have him represented in one of your stories, too, right?
That's right. Chris was one of the very first heroes that I profiled in the book. And I talked with him long before he wrote American Sniper and obviously before the movie. And Chris shared with me a couple of stories that were just unbelievable, and I included them in the book. And then when he decided to write American Sniper, he and I chatted, and he specifically didn't include these stories in American Sniper because he didn't want to undermine me. That's what he said. And so I think that gives you a little insight into Chris's character, you know, what happens behind the scenes. He was very stand up with me, and I'm eternally grateful.
It also sort of, in a way, sort of shows how many stories these type of people have to tell.
That's right, Chris. You know, he deployed multiple times, just like a number of these guys who have gone back to Iraq and Afghanistan on repeated deployments, you know, they have stories that I could have written, you know, 3, 4, 5 chapters about most of these guys. They're just incredible. And the things they survive, I think would sort of rock our world.
Tell me a little bit about you putting a book like this together, interviewing these, getting these guys to open up about these harrowing circumstances. What was that like for you?
Well, these are hardened guys. I mean, there are a couple of things going on here. First of all, is they all reject the label of a hero. I mean, they all say right from the get-go, I am not a hero. I was just in the right place at the right time, and anyone would have done what I did. Just getting them to sort of talk about it and acknowledge that it was something pretty cool, that in and of itself was difficult. And they also don't talk, you know, they don't share their experiences. So that was very difficult to crack through that and to get them down to their core. You know, as I was saying before, these are hardened guys, and they don't get into, you know, they don't talk about emotions very easily. And so that was a bit of a challenge, but you know, that was interesting. You know, I do investigations in my day job, and so those are looking at, you know, misconduct oriented things, and so this was looking at positive conduct, and so I just kind of applied those skills and try to draw out of them, what they were thinking in these critical moments, and there was a lot of crying going on. I'm going to be honest, by them and me, frankly, when we were doing these interviews. And just probing into deep places where these guys, you know, don't go very willingly.
Mark, you write, this generation does not have an Audie Murphy. And I remember growing up knowing of Audie and seeing him as kind of a movie star. You know, he became a star in movies. Why do you think that is, that we don't have an Audie Murphy type now?
Well, I think it's a couple of different things. One is, I think the chief thing is probably the politicization of our war efforts overseas. Now even heroes like, Medal of Honor recipients now get run through the ringer, where folks are trying to undermine their stories. So, I think there's just a heavy dose of skepticism now that's a bit disgraceful, actually, in my view. So I think that's a big thing. The other thing is I don't know that people have a direct connection. There's a big divide between, the folks who serve and their families and the communities that support them and sort of everybody else who have no connection to the military, no connection to that community at all. And so I think it's just out of their mind. They don't think about it on a day-to-day basis, and so I don't think the foundation is necessarily there to have an Audie Murphy-type hero.
Well, you mentioned, Craig, how it sort of translates into movies, and many times that's how we as a society kind of reflect on history, through our movies, maybe books as well, books like yours that have the facts, but movies as well, which have a different way of telling a story, and sometimes facts and storylines have to line up just to make for a good story, and then people kind of come down on saying the untruth of certain things like that. Talk about some of the other people that are featured in your book and maybe some of the stories that you had to have them tell you twice just to make sure you heard what it is that they did.
Well, there are some incredible ones and just really inspiring stories, like a Marine grunt named James Hassel, who was in a horrible firefight in Najaf, Iraq, and one of his buddies, a guy named Ryan, got injured by some shrapnel from a grenade. And they knew that they were going to lose Ryan unless they got him to the medevac unit about 100 yards down this, you know, dusty alley. The problem is that the insurgents were shooting directly into that alley. And James raised his hand and said, throw him on my back. Throw Ryan on my back. And he carried Ryan through that crossfire all the way down to the medevac unit. He said Ryan was screaming in his ear the whole way. It turns out that one of James's canteens was digging into one of the wounds that Ryan had on his leg, and so Ryan was telling him to move the canteen, and that's why he was screaming in his ear. He ran down that alley. He said he had Michael Vick speed as he was running down with Ryan on his back. And James literally saved Ryan's life that day. It's actually on YouTube. It's a pretty incredible video. One of the guys waiting for them in the medevac unit videotaped it and put it on YouTube. It's pretty incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. It's also interesting, too, how the war gets covered and what documentation may be out there with everybody able to sort of record instantaneously or just, you know, capture moments that otherwise would have been done at some point by newsreel footage or some other, you know, war correspondent, as it were. So
that's right. There are hundreds of thousands of reporters, if you will.
The book is called Valor, Unsung Heroes from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the Home Front. And our guest today has been Mark Greenbett. Mark, thanks for sharing the time with us and getting those stories out to people. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.